stomach injuries, leg injuries, and then they went septic, and then I've had to have operations. The injuries, like, you know, when you're trying to crawl across the floor, you know, you know things stick in your legs and things like that, and I got infection, They were marvellous. The hospitals were marvellous. I must say that about staff. They were wonderful.
Did you have any idea what had happened at the time?
Yeah, there was a tremendous explosion, and I remember flying through the air. And then when I came round, I thought I was amongst all these wires. I just couldn't get together what had happened. Then I realised the place was on fire. I kept saying to myself, you know, stay on the floor, stay low. I couldn't stand up anyway because all around one side of me was on fire.
So you were on fire?
Some of my clothes, yeah. So I thought, well, stay on the floor, keep low on the floor, keep out of the smoke. I kept talking to myself, actually, and I kept talking to my daughter as well, saying, I'm going to get out of here. And I just kept talking to myself and pulling myself along on the floor until I could find the door.
And, how did you not panic?
A strange thing is, actually, you don't, because you know you've got to hold yourself together. Because if you'd have panicked, if I'd have panicked and stood up, I'd have been, the fireworks were going all over the top of me. If I'd have panicked and stood up, they'd have hit me everywhere. So you just got to keep cool. And when I got to the door, that was luckily just ajar. The girl who just left hadn't shut the door. Who was working with me there in the afternoon. She'd just gone 2 minutes earlier. Otherwise, she would have been killed. And the door was just ajar. And I managed to get my fingers in it and push it open and get out onto the stairs. And they were on fire as well. And so I got down there. I just stayed on my tummy. You don't panic, stranger. You just know it's survival. You've got to get out of there. You know.
What was it like when you finally got out? And there was, admittedly, that this inferno and fireworks going off and all the rest of it. But there was some fresh air, and you thought perhaps I've made it.
Yeah, when I crawled out, yeah, and I stood up, got away from the door, and got up and stood up by a car then, and looked around, trying to get my breath then, obviously. And then I sort of wandered away from the fire, sort of trying to get some cover away from all these fireworks that were going off. It was horrible to stand there and watch everything just going up in smoke. I didn't think about anything else. I just thought, you know, everything just going up in smoke. It was just terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And then the fireman came along and wrapped me up in some silver, I think. Silver. That was right, yeah. Some silver paper, whatever it's called. It was just a nightmare. It was an absolute terrible nightmare.
I think it's impossible to imagine what it would have been like, but hearing your story this morning really does bring home what a nightmare it must have been for you, to use your words. As far as the business goes, then, you've got 40 years of business in that building, haven't you?
Yeah, well, everything, you know, what we're trying to do now, Care Clothing's been established for 40 years. So we've got the internet running up again, the internet site running up again, so that's right. We're trying to manage now, and we're just looking for new premises. We were going to open 2 new shops, one in the Potteries as well, but that's all been put back now. We can't do that, not at the moment. But we are looking for new premises, and we are trying very hard to get the business back up. Obviously, you can't get it back up. I mean, you know, there was a 29,000 database of customers, and they're all destroyed. Everything's destroyed, and, you know, £500,000 worth of stock gone, you know, just disappeared. And, you know, there's no going to be no joy of any. I don't think there's going to be any, you know, insurance and things like that. It's just all gone. It's just every morning you get up, it's just hard to sort of come to terms with, to think that all that work's gone. Well, as I say, we've got a small place there, the World of Socks at Penkridge, and we're trying to, you know, keep things together there. And we'll try very hard and get Care Clothing. We will get Care Clothing back up. I'm determined that we will get it back up, and it will be got back up, but not, I will never be able to get it back up to what it was.
Brian, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in my 60s, middle 60s.
How will this affect your retirement, then?
Well, I haven't got any, have I? You know, I was going to finish paying. There's only myself and my daughter, Rebecca, and I was going to pay the finish paying the mortgage off in April, because if anything happened to me, I thought, well, then she's okay, she's safe, she's got the house. So I had to go and see the Building Society, because I can't do that. In fact, I can't even pay it at the moment. We're just managing through. But again, they, you know, the Halifax, I've talked to them. They've been very good, understandable, and I can't possibly pay it off, so it's just a case of just keep working. There's nothing else we can do, but you can't sit back and say, I can't do anything. There's no such word. You can't as you don't want to. You've got to get up and try, and that's what we've got to do, and that's what we will do. Care Clothing will get back, and it will come back to what it was, or part of it, and I'm determined it will.